my name's Malia and I'm here for B Radio Unplugged at the West End Centre in Aldershot. And we've just had Harsh Language headlining here. I'll just get them all to introduce themselves.
Cool. Hi, I'm Sean. I play guitar and sing in Harsh Language.
Hello, I'm Rob. I play bass guitar.
And I'm Alec and I drum.
Amazing. So, just seeing your set, really, really lively. How do you think it went?
Yeah, it was good. We've had like a bit of a strange situation recently where like I've just come off like a bout of COVID and everyone's kind of been on holiday and doing all sorts, and like we kind of just had like a bit of a panic getting into today. But yeah, no, it went really well and it was just a great lineup. It was just like one of those lineups where just every band is just really great and you just enjoy it and everyone's really lovely and it's just one of those nice situations, and that's just what live music is all about, really. So yeah, it went well. Cheers.
and the set demons got us again. We were cut short. This happened to us last time we travelled for shows. We keep getting cut short, but to be honest, it was such a great bill with so many great bands that you don't mind, because we got to spend the evening listening to their stuff. So
yeah, cool.
And it got so sweaty that it was good to cut it off short anyway.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw lots of various different sweat towels, but you have to wear it. Amazing. This was a bit of a homecoming show for you, wasn't it, Sean?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about your last experience at the West End Centre? How long it's been since you last played here?
Yeah, cool. So last time I was here, we were kind of talking earlier, it was actually 2018. So I used to play in a band called Freezy Atlantic, and we did like our last ever show at the Westie in 2018, and that was just really cool to kind of come back. But I kind of grew up in the area. I've been playing like the Westie and like the Tumbly when it was there for like years and years, and it's just great to kind of come back. There's just always such a great vibe about the West End Centre. Still a lot of magic around this scene.
Nice.
Just throwing out there, I was born here.
Oh, okay.
I lived here for one day.
Oh.
And then moved to Cambridge.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I have literally no idea.
You are very much one of them.
I'm just told I was born here.
Just born. So how would you describe your guys' sound?
So it's kind of just like a mix of just all the things that we enjoy, really. Like, we wear our influences on our sleeve quite a lot, so it's kind of bands like Deftones and Placebo, and then like electronic acts like 65 Days of Static and Maybe She Will, and there's like bits of Depeche Mode. It's like a real kind of like melting pot. Like, we're not precious about kind of sticking to like one genre. We just want to just keep on just doing things that we enjoy and playing music and writing music that we enjoy. And I just spat all over Rob, sorry.
I did. I'm definitely COVID-ed up.
If you're a fan of those bands, then hopefully there's something for you to enjoy.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
So you've kind of told me your musical influences. Any other influences throughout the band?
Me!
Yeah, to be fair, like, 100 reasons. Yeah, like, you know, obviously we kind of, I grew up in the scene, kind of playing with these guys, like, and all sorts, and enjoying that back in the day. Rob's a big 100 Reasons fan as well. Sorry to put you on the spot.
I can't talk about it when he's sat next to
me. You're sat up, I'm stood up.
Oh yeah, you are.
You're sat down. Make me nervous.
100 Reasons are like a really massive deal for me. Yeah, they're like absolutely one of my favourite bands. And Rush also are like a very, very, very big deal for me. So
he's the man after my own heart. It's like, I'll leave
you to it. No worries. We've just had a cameo there.
It's pretty cool when Andy from 100 Reasons does a whole song, to be fair.
I just love the math rock, and I think that's kind of what appealed to me with this band, is just the constant changing time signatures and how janky it is, and it's just, it's great. It's harsh, you might say.
Harsh
and janky, harsh, I love it. I felt like I was kind of peeking into a jam session. That's kind of the feeling that I got when I was watching you guys, and that was certainly cool, and those influences definitely came across. Cool.
That's quite a compliment, actually. I like that.
Yeah, I was mentioning to you earlier, Rob, about how it's like very instrumental. And I actually love that, because I think you get this sense of like anticipation, and then if a lyric never comes, it's kind of still kind of on edge for the next song where there is a lyric, and it's kind of builds that live experience. And yeah, I really, really loved it. Speaking of very instrumental songs, you've got a new single coming out on the 8th.
Yeah, September 8th. So we've got a song coming out called Listen Repeat. We recorded the drums with Tim Kramer, who used to be in the band of Drones, and he's got his own studio called Signal House Studios up in St. Albans. And we did like a session with him earlier in the year, and it's just nice to kind of finally get it out there, really. It's, like you said, mostly instrumental, so it's a bit of like an anti-single, but we're kind of all about just doing stuff like that and just not really kind of, not to kind of be, you know, like trying to kind of be a try hard, but like we try not to just kind of follow the status quo, I guess.
Yeah, and the other element, I think, is Sean and I discuss it quite a lot. Just doing what we want to do. You know, we want to put a single out that's mostly music, and we'll do that. You know, there's no pressure from any outside influences. There's no real expectation on us. It's just do what we want to do. And I quite like that freedom, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Were there any new tunes that you played today?
Yeah, there's a new song we played called Radio Silence, which we're actually heading into the studio to kind of record with Tim in a couple of weeks, actually. So we'll be doing that. And another song that we didn't get the chance to play today called Hear Who Thinks Emperor. So it's kind of like, yeah, we like writing about like kind of things that just, I don't know, what am I trying to say here?
This environmental thing.
I write about the end of the world too much.
But it works.
Yeah,
and it's always ending.
Yeah. subverting expectations, I think, is what I was trying to kind of say there before.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what those songs are about. Listen, Repeat is kind of, there's a speech in the centre of that song, which is actually an AI-generated voice, and it's actually kind of taken from a Greta Thunberg speech.
Yeah.
It's the one that kind of says,
if you know the fact and yet you keep on failing to act, then that would make you evil and that I refuse to believe.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greta Thunberg never said go, though, I don't.
No.
I'm sure you can superimpose that. So you mentioned a few singles coming out. You've also got a few more gig dates. Anything else coming up in the pipeline?
Just a lot of writing, really. It's funny, I sort of kind of started this as like a solo project in like 2019, so it's kind of been building and building, and COVID kind of turned it into actually being like a proper band. So Rob joined tail end of 2021, Alec joined early last year, and so now we've kind of had a chance to kind of probably gel and kind of become a band. That's kind of like manifesting in like new directions for songs and just like new ways of writing, and yeah, it's just kind of just exciting to kind of see where it comes, really. Like, but we're,
yeah.
We're trying to build things up for the next year, like going to like festivals like Art Tangent and like 2000 Trees, which are just great lineups. They're just so varied. That kind of gets you hungry for kind of getting out there and playing festivals like that again. And so, yeah, a lot of planning, a lot of hoping, but hopefully it will kind of result in something cool.
And the other thing that's new that I wanted to say is we've got merchandise available on our website that Sean's wife, Amy, designed and drew by hand and carved and then turned into a digital thing, and then we had it printed, and it's just the coolest thing. We get so many compliments on it.
Thank
so I wanted to give you. I wanted to give that a shout, because it's a neat little thing.
It's cool.
She's very talented.
She is mega talented.
She is very talented. I can vouch for her. They look great. So just lastly, where can people find Harsh Language?
So best place is harshlanguage.band. That will take you to our link tree, and that has our Spotify links to our YouTube channel, all our social channels. We try and kind of be active on there. I think mostly we use like Instagram and stuff like that.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
Try and stay away from the absolute car crash that is Twitter. But yeah, just kind of.
What's Twitter?
Yeah, it's like,
that's gone.
Yeah.
What is
that?
People still refer to it as X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, like Prince.
Yeah, like Prince. X is Prince.
I don't think he'd want that.
There's some great videos on YouTube as well. One edited and filmed by myself.
Absolutely. From, yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
I was an editor by trade as well, so you know, that's kind of like, yeah, it's nice to use.
Did you just name drop yourself?
Damn.
Look, I've got a microphone, I'm going to use it.
But yeah, that's got everything there. Like, it's kind of like all gig tickets and stuff like that, and we try and keep busy. So yeah, kind of hit us up. We talk a lot of nonsense a lot of the time, and we try and kind of post fun stuff on there. So give us a follow.
Sean, Rob, Alec, any parting words?
Big up yourself.
Big up yourself. Amazing.
I mean, I can't top that.
Big up yourselves.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.